In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And calling to him a child, he put them in the midst of them and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." What an object lesson. Here are the 12 disciples of our Lord, 12 grown men who have been listening to Jesus and watching him perform miracles for some time now, squabbling over which of them is the greatest. You see, that's what they really want to know. True, they pose a generic question to their Lord, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? But what they're really asking is, which one of us, Lord Jesus, is the greatest? Which one of us do you love most? Which one of us will be seated at your side in your kingdom? Haven't they been paying attention? Haven't they learned anything by now? How can they ask such a ridiculous question? What the Lord Jesus should do is disband this unfaithful group and find himself 12 new disciples to work with. But he doesn't. He is the Lord. He is slow to anger and his mercy endures forever. So he bears them in patience and love. He catechizes or teaches them. He brings a child into their midst and provides them with the answer to their question. In essence, he says to them, "You fellows are squabbling over who is the greatest, but I tell you that unless you repent and become like children, you won't have to worry about who's the greatest. For only those who repent and become like children will ever enter the kingdom of heaven." As I said, what an object lesson this was for the 12 disciples. What an object lesson this is for us, dear friends. Unless we repent and become like children, humbling ourselves before the Lord, we can never enter the kingdom of heaven. You want to see an example of what your Christian faith should look like? Then take a good long look at babies and little children. They are completely dependent upon their parents. They cannot take care of themselves. Without the care of their parents, they would die, for they rely upon their parents to feed them, to clothe them, to care for them when they're sick, to change their diapers and cleanse them, to keep them away from danger, to teach them what's good and bad for them, and above all, to love them. And babies and little children do not question their parents. They trust them completely. It is only later, when little children grow to become older children, that they begin to question their parents and assert their own opinion. Anyone who has ever raised teenagers can attest to this. No longer do they hang on every word which proceeds from the mouth of their parents. Instead, they become rebellious and disagreeable, somehow believing that they know better than their parents. But not so when they're little. For when they're little, what mommy and daddy say are as good as gold. They trust mommy and daddy. They rely upon them completely and faithfully heed their word. That, my friends, is what Jesus says Christian faith is like. It is childlike faith. And if you are to be Christian, then you must repent and become like children, humbling yourselves before the Lord. Childlike faith is not the exception, but the rule in Christ's kingdom. For no one enters the kingdom of heaven unless he possesses childlike faith. You must realize that you are totally dependent upon God, that you cannot take care of yourselves, and that without the care of your Father in heaven, you would die. You must rely upon God to feed you, to clothe you, to care for you when you're sick, to change your diapers and cleanse you, to keep you from danger, to teach you what's good and bad for you, and above all, to love you. And with childlike faith, you must trust God completely, never questioning his word, but believing everything which proceeds from his mouth. You must be willing to put your opinions and desires aside and trust in God's Word completely. That is Christian faith, childlike faith, dependence upon God. Repent, for the truth is that you have often failed to exhibit such childlike faith. You have often been more rebellious and disagreeable than any teenager, and what's worse, you know better. You have wanted things your way. Haven't you been paying attention? Haven't you learned anything by now? Like the disciples, you have listened to your Lord's teachings and witnessed His miraculous coming through His Word and sacraments here in His holy house for some time now. And yet, like them, you continue to squabble over who's the greatest. You squabble because you esteem your own personal opinions and desires over the Word of the Lord. You squabble because you fail to trust in God completely. You become like children, but not in the way the Lord means here, for you argue and fight with your brothers and sisters and throw temper tantrums when you don't get your way. Repent. Turn and become like little children, humbling yourselves before the Lord, submitting your will to His, putting aside your personal opinions and desires to follow His Word. For the truth is, the Lord should disband this unfaithful group and find Himself new disciples to work with. But He doesn't. He's the Lord. He is slow to anger, and His mercy endures forever. So He bears you, even you, in patience and love. A love so deep that He came into this world and took on your flesh to do what you have failed to do. He became a child in your place and lived a life which always exhibited childlike faith in His Father in heaven. He completely submitted to His Father's Word and will, even by suffering and dying on the cross in your place for your sins. He took all of your failures, all of your selfishness, all of your unwillingness to submit in childlike faith to the Word of the Lord upon Himself and shed His holy, innocent blood to make atonement for them. Not only this, but as we observe the festival of St. Michael and all angels this morning, we're also reminded of our Lord's gracious protection and preservation of us through the ministration of His holy angels. The Lord created angels in the beginning for the primary purpose of serving the pinnacle of His creation, human beings. Angels are God's messengers to human beings as well as their agents of protection. And as we witness in the reading from Revelation this morning, angels are the heavenly army of God, who is the Lord of hosts. They were created to do the Lord's bidding. In the beginning, the angels, like human beings, had free will. Some of them, led by the angel Lucifer, exercised their free will to rebel against God. They didn't want to serve God. They wanted their independence from Him. They were jealous of human beings. They didn't like the fact that God created this universe for humans, so they thought that angels, not human beings, should be the pinnacle of God's creation, the apple of His eye. So they rebelled, and God gave all the angels a choice. Serve and follow Him, or serve and follow Lucifer. This was a one-time deal. Their choice would be sealed for eternity. Their free will would be gone after this. There would be no turning back. The majority of the angels chose to serve and follow their Creator, but a great many chose to follow Lucifer in his rebellion. They were cast out of heaven and sent to hell. The war in heaven we hear about in our reading from Revelation this morning does not refer to this initial rebellion in the beginning. For Lucifer and the fallen angels who followed him, who are now Satan and the demons, left heaven willingly in the beginning. They still had access to the heavenly throne room and were permitted to bring accusations against God's children. They went to and fro from hell to earth, hell-bent on deceiving and destroying God's children. And when they were successful in their deception, as Satan was in deceiving our first parents, they brought their accusations before God in heaven. But God had a plan to redeem His children. He would send the seed of the woman to crush Satan's head and put an end to his accusations against His children once and for all. God's plan was accomplished through Jesus Christ on the cross, whose blood atoned for the sin of the whole world. No longer would Satan and his demons be permitted access to the heavenly throne room to make accusations against God's children. They tried, but when they did, war broke out in heaven as God commanded Michael and his angels to fight Satan, that dragon, that old evil foe, and his band of rebels, and throw them out. Then a loud voice was heard in heaven saying, "Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of His Christ have come, for the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they loved not their lives even unto death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great wrath, because he knows that his time is short." My friends, this is glorious news for us. We have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, a mystery that the holy angels long to look into. There is no one to accuse us. Satan has been defeated. And yet, there is a very serious warning here for us too. For Satan knows he has been defeated, and his desire is to take as many human beings as he can down in defeat with him. He has come down to earth in great wrath, because he knows that his time is short. He knows that the story ends with him and all his followers in the lake of fire for eternity. And his desire is to take you with him. Therefore, heed the word of the Lord today. Repent. Turn and become like children, humbling yourselves before the Lord. This is no game, no fairy tale. The danger is real. The devil aims to have you, and he is good at what he does. He uses your pride and vanity and selfish, sinful desires to have things your way against you. His sole desire is to get you to forsake the word of the Lord and trust instead in yourselves, to put your own personal opinions and desires before the word of God. Don't listen to him. Repent. For it is better for you to enter life crippled and lame than to be thrown into the eternal fire with your pride and vanity and selfish sinful desires derived from your own personal opinions intact. Repent. Turn in childlike faith to God. Trust in Him, for He has redeemed you. He has accomplished your salvation. The devil is defeated. He cannot accuse those who trust in the blood of the Lamb, for they are forgiven and free. Learn the lesson, even as the disciples of our Lord learned it. That rebellious and faithful group who squabbled over who was the greatest would eventually suffer all, even death, rather than forsake the faith. They learned what it meant to have childlike faith. They were still sinners, to be sure, but they trusted in the blood of the Lamb to forgive their sins. They humbled themselves and submitted to the will and word of their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And now they dwell in paradise with the saints and holy angels forever. The same is true for all of you who follow in their footsteps. For all who humble themselves and submit to the will and word of the Lord will find that they too will spend eternity in paradise. The same is true for you who have entered this holy place to humble yourselves before the Lord, confessing your sins and pleading for His forgiveness. He meets you here through his holy word and sacraments to strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith. He points you away from yourselves and to the Christ who has lived and died for you, that you would trust in him and not in yourself. He gives you the childlike faith which is impossible for you to acquire on your own, for he loves you and desires to have you. Here in his holy house, he comes down from heaven and all the saints and holy angels with him to celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. He does all of this for you, my friends, that you may depart in peace, forgiven and free, not to continue in your squabbles and selfish opinions and desires, but to live as his priests in this world, declaring the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. And he enlists his holy angels to be with you along the way, to protect and preserve you from the onslaughts of the old evil foe and his legions. For all of this, it truly is our duty to thank and praise, serve and obey him, to cling in childlike faith to his word, and with the angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, to laud and magnify his glorious name, now and forever. God grant this unto us, for Christ's sake. Amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.